Now, full of sample PLs, these are carried to the status. 08-16-2025, the patient is for Kali Macaulay. Macaulay spells M-C-C-A-W-L-E-Y. Kali spells C-A-L-L-I-E. Date of birth is 05-22-1991. This is a 34-year-old female. Aired super crampy pain, period. Patient said she started her period yesterday and usually gets cramp with her period, and symptoms are similar. Oh, she says she decided to come in today because she's having some discomfort with urination and pain around her vaginal area, period. She next paragraph review of system. She denies chills, myalgia, denies increased temperature, period. She said symptoms started this morning, period. Describe, she said pain is 6/10, is worse with urination, period. Next paragraph, next line, patient said pain is non-radiating, it's confined to the suprapubic region. Next line. Patient says she's eating and drinking well. Next line. Patient report no history of IUD use, no history of PID, no history of cervical surgeries, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none, past surgical history is none, social history, patient vapes, denies drug use, she reports occasional alcohol use. Allergies, none. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Physical exam, she's alert-oriented in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 99% at room air. Blood pressure is 130 over 80. Pulse 78, respiration 18, temperature 98.13. Next paragraph. Abdomen is the normal. Bowel sounds, no rebound, no guarding. Tenderness in the suprapubic region. Negative psoas, negative heel tap. There's no tenderness in McBurney point, period. Next paragraph. H-E-N-T normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm, it's no murmurs. No peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, alert, oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affect a normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is suprapubic pain. Number 2 is cystitis. Number 3 is dysmenorrhea. Number 4 is dysuria. The next paragraph, today in the clinic we did a urinalysis. Urinalysis reveals trace blood, a negative leukocytes, negative nitrite, glucose is normal. Next paragraph. Patient is describing what she says seems to be early signs and symptoms of a UTI. She says she has had UTI in the past and does not want to wait until it gets worse. She indicated that whenever it gets worse, she becomes very sick and sometimes has to be admitted, period. Next paragraph, patient was given the following medication. Neurocephin, 1 gram IM. Next medication, Macrobid, 100 milligrams, 1 POBID, 10 days, number 20. Next medication, Toradol, 10 milligrams, 1 POBID for 5 days, number 10. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of the patient.